Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, April 7th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
60% of the cost of petrol and diesel today is government tax.
Thousands expected at national fuel protests this morning, and Donald Trump warns he could destroy Iran tonight. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, motorists are being warned of major disruption as protesters hit the roads for Dublin this morning, protesting over rising fuel costs. The People of Ireland Against Fuel Prices group says thousands of trucks, buses and cars will eventually merge into one large convoy heading into O'Connell Street in Dublin at around 11 a.m. Key merge points include Liffey Valley, the Red Cow and the M50 Port Tunnel split. ANCTU leader Padraig Tobin says everyone is affected by rising energy prices and today's protest is about removing carbon tax and further reducing excise duty on fuel.
The majority of the price of fuel, believe it or not, is still tax. 60% of the cost of petrol and diesel today is government tax, 114 cents per litre in terms of petrol. So it's absolutely within the gift of this government to cut the tax further on petrol and diesel. And clearly, one of the main problems that these business people have, especially, is the carbon tax increases.
Meanwhile, Gardaí say they are not in a position to provide accurate or detailed advice to the general public about this morning's protests. Officers say they've had limited interaction with some people involved in publishing information about these convoys. Motorists are asked to watch for Garda press releases and information updates on official Garda social channels. Garda press says the force will facilitate peaceful protest, but must also balance and protect the rights of individuals to travel freely. Donald Trump says time is ticking for Iran to agree a deal to allow the free traffic of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. The US president has set a deadline of 1 a.m. Irish time tonight for an agreement between the warring sides to be reached. Yesterday, Iran rejected a 45-day ceasefire deal, as officials say it would allow the US and Israel to regroup and commit new crimes. Speaking yesterday, President Donald Trump said civilian infrastructure could be destroyed tonight unless progress is made.
We're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and after that, they're going to have no bridges, they're going to have no power plants. Stone ages, yeah.
Just 35% of new teachers are getting full contracts in their first year, according to the Teachers Union of Ireland. The Secondary School Teachers Group is hosting its annual Congress in Kilkenny today, which will discuss concerns over workload, the availability of resources and senior cycle reform. Just over a third of teachers say they can't see themselves still in the profession in the next 10 years. Teachers Union of Ireland General Secretary Michael Gillespie says for the government, it's a case of use them or lose them.
If we want to have teachers and good teachers, we need to invest in them. They need to be resourced. And that's what we're asking for. Every other country in the world has realised how good our teachers are. That's why they're coming here in October every year to recruit for Australia. They come here because we've got high quality teachers. Therefore, we have to put in the effort to keep them.
23% fewer TV licences have been bought by homeowners so far this year compared to before the RTE payment scandal. Figures from the Irish Independent show 168,426 licences have been sold in the first 3 months of this year. The figure in 2023 stood at 218,000 before controversies around payments to presenters hit the news. A working group has been established to review the TV licence system and examine other ways to fund public service broadcasting. Ireland MEP Michael McNamara says it's not surprising more and more people are turning away from the current model.
What is public service broadcasting now? I mean, it was kind of clear when you had De Valera and John Charles McQuaid opening RTE and people had no other options what it was. It's a lot less clear now, I mean, in terms of what it is.
The Artemis 2 crew have completed a six-hour flyby of the moon. Overnight, they travelled the furthest distance from Earth, breaking the record set by Apollo 13 in 1970. They also witnessed a solar eclipse, which NASA says makes them the first humans to do so from space. Pilot Victor Glover described the view.
It is quite quite an impressive sight. You can still see the horizon lit up brighter where the sun set on that side of the moon is very distinct, and it creates quite an impressive visual illusion. Wow, it's amazing.
In entertainment news, the boss of the Wireless Festival in the UK is defending Kanye West's headline slot following a widespread backlash and the loss of several major brand partnerships. The festival has lost sponsors including Pepsi and Diageo. Melvin Benn, who runs the Wireless Festival, says he's a deeply committed anti-fascist and pro-Jew and described the rapper's past anti-Semitic remarks as abhorrent. But Mr. Benn added he's also a person of forgiveness, saying Kanye West has a legal right to come and perform in the UK with his music played on the radio there. And in sport, in soccer, a full programme of games took place in the SSE Airtricity Men's Premier Division yesterday. Leaders St Patrick's Athletic were beaten 2-0 by Dundalk, but they still sit top of the standings. Bohemians extended their unbeaten run with a 1-1 draw against Waterford at Dalymount Park as John Mahan's opener was cancelled out by a Colm Whelan penalty. Galway United produced a stunning comeback from 2 goals down to beat Drogheda United 3-2. Sligo Rovers and Derry City couldn't be separated, finishing scoreless at full time. And at Talla Stadium, Shamrock Rovers saw off Shelburne 3-2, with Graham Burke reaching a century of goals for the Hoops. The Rovers player says he's proud to reach his 100th goal for the club.
Yeah, listen, I obviously love scoring goals, and to have scored a my 100th goal for the club today is something that I'm really proud of. It's a huge football club, so to score 100 goals, yeah, it's something I'm very proud of.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.